The Left Show is not intended for youngsters. It's not intended for the sensitive. It's certainly not intended for right-wingers. Use your own discretion. Awful sweary.
And now...
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Again?
Rocking up my sleeve. Presto! No doubt about it. I gotta get another hat.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
You know who the best-looking person sitting up there was? Who was it with the cowboy hat?
No, J.M. Bell.
J.M. Bell. Mm-hmm. I don't know who that is.
He hosts a podcast.
Well, he was good-looking.
You pompous, stuck-up, snot-nosed, giant, twerp, scumbag, fuck-face, dickhead, asshole!
You're listening to the world's greatest political podcast. Joining me in studio this week, Taylor.
Hi, it's been a minute.
Joining me also, JC.
Hi, it's every week.
It is every week.
It is every week.
What's up? What's going on? What's new? Anybody got any fancy-pantsy things, or are we going to save all that for Patreon?
I'm going to Scooterelli at the end of the month.
Oh, that's fun. Where's that at?
Vegas.
Ooh.
Not many people take their scooters. I don't want to drive there.
Oh.
Because the scooter, like the roads in Vegas are not great to
ride a scooter.
I'm going to ride on the back of my friend Paul's.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, some Chad's going to be like, hey, you want to ride bitch on my bike?
And I will say yes.
Okay.
If you're not rapey.
Oh, okay.
Like, I just have to get the vibe. But so far, I'm going to ride on the back of my friend Paul's. But not many people take them. But it's a huge rally.
Yeah, it sounds, I bet it would be, and it'd be warm this time of year.
Yeah, it's called the High Rollers Scooter Rally.
Does your vehicle have a hitch?
Yeah, my parents actually bought me a Joe Hauler for Christmas.
Ooh.
So we're going to set it up and put it on my car. It fits my scooter perfectly.
Oh, that's fun.
And then I could just travel where I want with my scoot.
Yeah, I got to get a hitch thrown on the back of the Mazda.
Mm-hmm.
It's strong enough to pull something... Not too big, something light, but I'd like to rent a little trailer this summer and go hit a couple of the national parks and stuff before I abandon the state forever. I really, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just thinking aloud. Didn't I send you, or did you send me the one about the, it was the response to a dude asking a girl out. She said, what's your blood type? He's like, why? She said, because it's easier when I harvest your organs to know where to give them.
Nice.
That's a good one.
And I'm like, well, you could just say that to any scooter guy who's rapey. He's a scooter guy. He's not a biker. You'll scare the shit out of him if you say that.
when we were younger, my first vehicle was a 1977 Yamaha Enduro, a 250 street legal dirt bike, just a dirt bike with turn signals on it. And the little Honda, what the fuck were they called? Started with an E. Those little itty bitty Honda scooters were just fucking everywhere because of UVCC and BYU down in Utah County.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're cute little bikes and they'll do their little speeds and they'll do all of that. And I'm over here with an over torqued 250cc engine. And every time I'd come up to a fucking stoplight with one of them, I'd just smile. Brin, 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 brin. And they're like, yeah, I can do nothing about this right now. Big smile. And I got to admit, I did that well into much bigger bikes because I think it's because I look so ridiculous on a scooter. You know,
yeah.
I really do. I look like a parade float on a tricycle.
Fat man on a little bike.
Yep. And I don't.
You would look like, we have a couple of kids. We have a couple of people have the little tiny motorcycles.
Yeah.
In the neighborhood. You would look like, you know, an older kid riding one of those if you were on a scooter because you just don't fit.
Well, do you remember the Guinness Book of World Records when we were a kid with the twins,
the
world's fattest twins that are always riding those tiny little bicycles? That's how I feel on a scooter.
Fat man on a little bike.
Yeah. You know, but it's, you know, I don't know. It's everybody that has them loves them and seems to be having a good time. And now that I am older and more mature, I'm like, cool, you know. If you're not hurting anybody but your own self-image, sport, you go ahead and you ride that bike.
Who's hurting their self-image?
I'm making a joke about guys riding scooters.
I think they look better than people on Harleys. They're always dressed the nines. Well, it depends on the scooter. We're pretty elitist.
Yeah.
Me and my friends.
Well, we were, I mean,
very elitist.
Like the British mods used to ride their Vespas all over. Yep. I look, not for nothing. If I can lose another 40 pounds,
mm-hmm.
I'd dress like that in a heartbeat. Those guys guys were sharp.
If I knew how to break out of my jeans and a Murder by Death t-shirts, I would dress more mod. But also, it's expensive.
Yeah, it looks very
expensive.
To start
a whole new wardrobe, too. Like,
and those little hats?
For women?
I don't know if you guys wear hats or not.
No.
Oh, they all wore those little pork pies.
We wear the bandanas or something.
Oh, yeah. Rockabilly.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So, but it's expensive starting a wardrobe. I might buy a lot of clothes for this Vegas
you know what,
rally,
though. I'll buy you a bandana.
Aw. Yeah. It's like a little kerchief.
Yeah.
It's going to be cute. I'll have, like, pretty hair and I don't know.
Yeah. The B-52s were kind of a fashion icon for the mods, the Western mods, the American mods. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. yeah. That kind of 60s style, which became popular a little while ago because of Mad Men. So, you know, finding 60s dresses and stuff. I don't know.
They're still super expensive when you find them, though.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Because there's a bunch of retro shops and they're just like fucking.
Whereas I could find a cheap suit for nothing, literally a cheap suit that would, you know, just get it off the rack. And if it fits me, you know, then I look like a mod.
Mm-hmm. That's how I dressed for, you know, mm-hmm. debate tournaments. And that's how I ended up at Nationals wearing a zoot suit.
Mm-hmm.
Riot. Yeah. Oh, I thought it looked very sharp. And apparently some of the judges thought I was being sarcastic.
Oh.
Didn't stop me from winning a bunch of shit, but still. You know, I did. I had a judge pull me aside. And he's like, are you making a statement? I'm like, what are you talking about? This suit. I'm like, I love this suit. It's a zoot suit, for fuck's sake. Okay. So,
cool,
I don't
cool,
know.
Cool, 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 cool.
Well, let me do this right now at the top of the show. First of all, I want to single out our Patreon listeners. Mm-hmm. You guys, seriously, week after week, just help us pay for the hosting to keep this show on the internet, this and all the other shows. Mm-hmm. With that in mind, I am trying to find a show sponsor for about literally as little as $500 a month. So that we can score this little piece of office down the road that would let us build the set and start doing video as well.
Oh, I've always wanted to do video.
Yeah. And it's the next step in the evolution of the network, and it's the one that we get caught at because my spaces at the moment, as you can see, are not professional. I can't film a TV show in my fucking bedroom.
No.
And I can't see clients here either. Uh-uh. And so in order to grow and expand, we got to get a little office space. And I found one for about $500 a month that'll let us build the set. It's like a studio. It's about this size of this room, mm-hmm. you know, but I figure I can build the set the long way and then, you know, put office-y stuff over on the other corner that'll get us that. That'll get us two new shows. Everything that we need. So if you guys think of anybody that wants to do sponsorship for just maybe a year, either let them know or let me know, and I'm happy to reach out. But this is, once again, where I'm asking the community that listens. Here's the target. Should I do a Kickstarter? Should I do a GoFundMe? Or you know... Should we try and find a sponsor? You guys let me know. Will you go over to theleftshow.com, hit that contact button, and let's chat it out. You know? Let's give it a shot. Let's give it a go. Hey?
Hey.
Awesome.
Hey.
So I don't know how to start this week, this show. Over on, if you go over to Patreon, I posted this for free. And it's also over on theleftshow.com. But one of the things that we did in that last chunk of time that Forrest was sick before he passed away was a little show I was doing for the network called Tell Me a Story. It's a show I keep in my pocket and I keep meaning to pull out. I've actually got 3 or 4 interviews lined up for it and just have not been able to find the time to get these people to sit down and chat with me. But I sat down with Forrest and we talked, you know, a lot about what he cared about, what he was scared about, you know, everything to do with prostate cancer. It was a meaningful show and a deep show and a heartbreaking show. I've thrown that up on I hate my dogs. I just hate them. I don't know if you can hear them or not, but I certainly can. I threw that up on Patreon for people to take a chance and listen to, and I left it up there for free. So that's patreon.com/dfenmedia. But it occurs to me that the last show that we did when Force died was episode 408. Mm-hmm. And we are doing 633 today.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah. And so it's been, you know, it's been 230 shows, give or take. That's Jeff Math. Don't take it to school. We will fail. Mm-hmm. Since Forrest left. And then I was telling the story over on the comic book show earlier. I was feeling nostalgic and I was feeling a little like, you know, poking the wound. And I was flipping through Spotify at work the other day, and I was like, oh, look, it's the Forrest funeral playlist. And, you know, I could only see the first couple of songs, and it was Pink Floyd and the Beatles. And I was like, I'll just listen to this, and that'll make me feel shitty. And then I can move on with this, you know, much like getting rid of an earworm. You listen to the whole song. I thought, this will make me feel better overall. So we're going down the playlist, and it starts out with Wish You Were Here. Oh, you know, and then it goes out, Here Comes the Sun. Oh. You know, and goes through the Star Wars, the Star Wars themes on there because you fucking love Star Wars so much.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got a little goofy and it got a little fun. Another One Bites the Dust by Queen. Who Wants to Live Forever by Queen. Don't Fear the Reaper. Mm-hmm. Was that Golden Earring? Who did Don't Fear the Reaper? Golden Earring.
Golden Earring.
Yeah.
No, Don't Fear the Reaper was not Golden Era. It was somebody else.
Yeah. Cutting Crews, I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight. And the whole goddamn playlist is just littered with this shit. And I just start to laugh my ass off because not only do I think I'm fucking hilarious, and this is me coming back to a joke I've told so long ago I forgot I told it and forgot the joke. And so I was having a good chuckle at the fact that I'm really, really irreverent. And the other part was I just know how much Forrest would have fucking loved that playlist. You know, he would have thought it was goddamn hilarious. Mm-hmm. So,
Don't Fear the Reaper was Blue Oyster Cult.
Blue Oyster Cult. Jesus Christ, Bell.
Yep.
You know, someday I'll be a rock star and I'll have to remember stuff like this. So,
shut the fuck up.
What? No,
I'm not telling you anything anymore.
Well, I don't know. Nobody knew but us until now.
They still don't, but like, come on. It's funny, though.
It's very funny.
I should not laugh in people's faces when they say that.
Oh, my God. Okay. We're saving that for Patreon. Don't you worry about it. Yeah. Oh, my God. Patreon's going to be fucking golden this week. So, yeah, it just comes down to Forrest was a good friend for a lot of years. I've known him since the early 90s. You know, we spent a lot of time, our families spent a lot of time together. And it occurred to me that I had been a terrible uncle to his children this week and, you know, reached out in that direction.
I yelled at one of his kids one time.
I'm sure.
Where you were there, it was on the podcast, or like right after the podcast, I got mad at one of his kids for being so disrespectful to him.
Oh, yeah. They really, really beat up on him a lot.
Yeah. And so I yelled at one of them.
Yeah. That was their love language.
And Forrest, they were so mean, though. And Forrest just looked so sad.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. I never really did understand because they just beat up on him a lot.
Yeah. And, it was for leaving the mom.
Yeah,
that's what they were going after him for.
Yeah,
and I'm just I had it. I didn't even have my own kid at that time, and I'm just like, absolutely not. And Forrest reached out later and told me, thank you.
He's a good guy, you know, and he put up with a lot of shit from a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to get into his family dynamics at the moment. Maybe we can cover that in Patreon a little bit, but
that's on Patreon for sure. Yeah,
yeah. No, the world is certainly a dimmer place without him in it. And I do. I can hear his voice in my head giving sarcastic commentary on things I do from day to day because they're dumb. And he was always really, really good at letting me know that. So, yeah, I basically am just popping this up again on the 5th year anniversary of his passing, that I miss him. I wish he were still around. I shouldn't have given him that microphone right there at the end because I never got it back. That sort of thing.
God damn it, Forrest.
Yep. Yeah, it's like that. But I do. I miss the guy. I miss the guy a lot. Quite a lot. Speaking of people I'm going to miss. Okay, awkward transition. That wasn't
great. That
was
fine.
But former Utah Attorney General Jan Graham has passed away. She was 74 years old. A nearly decade-long battle with cancer took her life. Her obituary states, in her final years, she undertook a massive labor of love, writing a detailed account of her mother's family history with the help of her beloved brothers and some relatives discovered on Ancestry.com. Even through various cancer treatments, she had boundless energy, a quick wit, a zest for discovering the new and exciting. Here's the deal with Jan Graham. Is I met her a few times when I was doing full-time Utah politics. And there were various reasons that we needed to, you know, interact as far as Democrats and in the party. And two things always stood out. And the first one is she was just like incredibly nice and respectful to everyone. We had I'm going to go ahead and use the word volunteer, even though he really couldn't do anything. I'm not going to say his name because I know. Anyway, pretty close to, I mean, he's a special needs guy, you know, very much older gentleman, tended to blather on and on and on about whatever, almost like I spy with my little eye kind of thing, you know, and it's sprinkled with, you know, political bits and pieces. And you know, I liked him. I liked him a lot. I actually got him an award once because he'd just been around for so long. I'm like, you know, if you guys are looking for somebody to give a volunteer award, that's the guy. And it was pretty fucking awesome. But she was just always took care, always gave him time, never cut him short. That sort of thing. You know, she'd engage with the interns, you know, in an equal sort of way, you know, like you're talking to someone, you know, who knows as much as you or is as smart as you. And the problem with that being is that when Jan was in the room, Jan was the smartest fucking person in the room. You know, she was just incredible. She was just a really, really, really nice lady. And then the second thing, and this one's alien to me, was she refused to talk shit on the scandal-ridden predecessors to that office. Mark Shurtleff and Swallow was asked by reporters many times, what do you think about this scandal or that scandal? And she wouldn't talk about it. She's just like, you know, I'll talk about my time and I'll talk about what I'm doing, but I am not going to talk shit on the guys that come after. And I always thought that was pretty fucking stand up. I'm not that guy, obviously. I was doing advice to a candidate this week and was talking, and they had asked for some help on, not really help, but like we were talking about messaging and stuff like that. And I'm like, look, this has to come from you. I can edit, no problem. I can, you know, I can come in and make it better political talk. I can do whatever it is I need to do, that sort of thing. I can do it. But the core voice has to be yours, because when I'm speaking about politics, especially when I'm writing, it's all exclamation points. You know, it's all derivatives and it's all challenging people to just fucking man up and fight me. And this particular candidate was like, okay, I can understand that. I respect that, you know. So they're in the same category to me as Jan. They're professional, they're community building, they're this and that and the other, where I'm more of a point and scream kind of guy. It's right. Like, why are you doing the fucked up thing? You know, well, there's other people are out there fucking coalition building. That's not my goddamn skill set. I'm not good at it in that particular way. I can't cross the aisle to somebody who calls my child an abomination, you know, and be all friendly. I cannot do it. I do not have that fucking talent, you know? And sometimes that talent can be used to change minds, to change opinions, to change directions. Now, in the course of Kira, you know, who did what she did with that fucking bill this year, no, I don't give a shit. But, there's, you know, I know that there's been opportunities in my life where, with a sweeter tone, you know, I could have maintained relationships, but I've always been of the, well, if I have to fight to maintain this, there's probably a pretty good reason I'm fighting it.
Right.
You know, and Jan wasn't like that, man. Jan just, she knew her shit. She was solid. She was determined. And, you know, she did a really good job. I mean, fuck, she's a Democrat. She won statewide office 2 terms in a row. Are you shitting me? In the 90s? She's amazing. She's amazing. So, okay, the next two are a little weird, and they're more lawyer stuff. Fannie Willis did a dumb thing that has nothing whatsoever that I can tell so far to do with her prosecution of Donald Trump.
Okay.
She is the Fulton County District Attorney, and she is now romantically involved with a subordinate.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, I mean, he's a very handsome fellow.
He is super handsome.
Yeah.
And, I understand.
Yeah.
He looks like a grown man with a frontal lobe fully developed.
He looks, yeah, and he's sharp. Look
just
at
throwing
it.
Throwing that out as Monica Lewinsky only being 19 and them complaining.
Yeah. They're adults. Mm-hmm. They're adults. And they spend a lot of time together. Do, you know, looking through some pretty fucking disturbing stuff. It's bound to draw you together. Should she have done it? Absolutely not. Am I upset with her? No.
No.
No, I get it. You know, this is the sort of thing that happens. You can't, nobody's in charge of, I'm going to fall in love with this person, or I'm going to fall in love with this person. You know, it just happens to you, which, by the way, gentlemen, just because it happens to you doesn't mean it's there for everybody.
Doesn't mean it's happening on the other side.
Go watch 500 Days of Summer to understand how silly you are when you're like, but you're the love of my life. And then she's like, you're not mine. You know, anyway, this guy got lucky. And they found sort of a love connection. And I'm happy for them in that regard. I think, obviously, they should have waited. I realize what a hypocrite I am for saying that. But regardless, when I was involved with a subordinate that I'm currently engaged to.
Yeah.
I wasn't prosecuting the president of the United States of America. Oh, my God, Fannie Willis. What the fuck were you thinking?
I mean, that was the downfall for sure.
Exclamation point.
Exclamation point right there. No, I'm with you.
You're prosecuting the former president of the United States. The stakes are high. I was running a Democratic campaign in Utah, for fuck's sake.
How honestly, dare you?
You know, where did this information come from? How did it get out to the press? It's obviously coming from the camp that loves to throw scandal out as a way of discrediting political figures. You know, why did we impeach Trump the first time? Because he was trying to get dirt. He was withholding federal aid from Ukraine so he could get dirt on Hunter Biden so he could use it against Joe Biden if he ran against him in the next presidential election. It's like they believe they can only win by destroying the character of the person who is their current opponent. And in this case, it's Fannie Willis.
Yep.
And it was a dumb move. And of course it was going to get, you know, of course it was going to happen. And of course they were going to get caught. That's all there was to it.
Well, you don't get involved with a man that handsome without some PDA. That's what I'm saying.
Butt grabbing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Smacking his ass.
Love it.
Yep.
He looks like he'd have a good ass.
You make less than me. I'm your boss. A Las Vegas judge is facing ethics violations around her social media posts, including one where she posed in a hot tub with public defenders. Responded about her potential discipline lyrics with lyrics from a Cardi B song, including the words, get money, go hard, you're motherfucking right.
Okay.
What happens in Vegas is now on, I'm getting this from what, fucking CBS at this point. But yeah. It's people in authority, you know, at the very least, pay attention to your social medias. Hey, Judge, Your Honor, maybe don't crawl into a hot tub with a couple of public defenders showing that they're your buddies. You know, you're in a different fucking species as a lawyer. You're a judge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't get to go hot tubbing with the kids anymore. You're management. You know,
mm-hmm.
And then being sarcastic as shit about it when you get busted. Okay. I don't know if you're a good judge or a bad judge, but when you get fired, I am not going to be surprised at all. You know, but hey, but on the other hand, Cardi B, way to go. I mean, seriously.
Fucking love Cardi B.
Yeah. Mine would have been some sort of like, you know, weird 80s new wave reference. You know? Anyway. And then finally finishing up this 20 minutes that we're now 5 minutes past because I got all thinky. QAnon-linked legal fund has spent over $400,000 defending Trump allies. The fund intended to pay the legal bills of allies of Donald Trump has raised more than $1.5 million and spent just under $400,000. Most of the legal fund spending went to the firm Brand Woodward Law, which represents a whole bunch of Trump-related figures. The top contributors to the Patriot Legal Defense Fund, Karen. I mean, I'm not surprised her name's Karen.
Look at the way she spells it.
C-A-R-Y-N.
That's on her parents. That's why she is the way she is.
And Michael Borland have reportedly expressed support for QAnon conspiracy theories. And Vice President Mike Pence reportedly canceled plans to attend a 2020 fundraiser hosted by the Borlands. Because, of course, you would. You wouldn't make it out alive, sport.
Mm-hmm.
Hang Mike Pence is what they yell. I was just more like, vote him out. It's the difference between the parties, you know. Sure. I'd fight Mike Pence in a heartbeat, but only under supervision in a ring.
Well, Mother. He'd hide behind Mother.
Yeah, he would hide behind Mother, and then she'd end up taking me out because I'm sexist and I don't hit women. I got a hard time with that particular one. It's one I don't really feel all that bad about. You know?
Yeah.
I have a little misogyny, and if you guys are reading my Substack, you've already heard this paragraph, so just blank out for a sec. But basically, that was part of the advice my dad gave me growing up, is he's like, don't hit women, don't hit men that are a lot smaller than you. And I'm like,
but then you're huge and you can't hit any man?
That was kind of his point.
Oh.
It was a turn the other cheek reference. He just didn't want to Jesus me at the time.
Well, I knew you wouldn't listen if he Jesus'd you, so.
Yep. Yeah. But no, I have with a couple of exceptions when I was bouncing, you know, with smaller guys. Like, one guy was like, I can run faster than you. And I'm like, I can throw furniture faster than you can run. And he punched me and ran, and I threw a bar stool at him and fucking took him out. I was like, told you.
Idiot.
See, he was mad.
Typically, you didn't hit him.
He was literally mad at me. He's like, what the fuck did you do that for? I'm like, I just told you I was going to do that, and you hit me anyway. You should have seen it coming, but your back was turned.
And also, you didn't hit him, so you stood by what your father said.
That's true. That's true. The stool hit him.
Yep.
I was going to say the chair hit him.
All I did was give the stool a pep talk. All right, let's take a break. When we get back on the other side, we're going to talk about some bad batches.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA, is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Hey folks, Jeff here.
And Taylor.
And Tiffany.
I just wanted to talk to you for a second about Patreon. At Patreon, you get special content every week that we record. We do a show on Patreon just for you, the listener. Now, what do we get in exchange for that? Cash money.
We're not rappers. I don't know what to do that. Cash money. Money rules everything around us.
It really does. It absolutely does. Including the cost to host these shows. That's all this pays for. We don't do anything else fun with it because we still don't make enough in Patreon to cover the cost of hosting the shows.
Hmm.
So why don't you join us? It's a lot of fun. We're a little more inappropriate. We're a little more ribald. We're a little more risible.
Sometimes we're a little more high.
Yes.
Definitely more high.
Definitely more high. So join us over at patreon.com/DFNmedia. Patreon.com DEFEN Media.
For some reason, you are still listening to The Left Show. All right, then. Here's some more of that, I suppose.
Christian County deputies who approached Representative Eric Berlinson's home in South Missouri last weekend needed only one question to determine that the Republican was the latest member of Congress to become the victim of swatting. Is there anyone named Jamal being held there under gunpoint? The deputy asked.
Jesus.
The Republican answered, no. To which the cop said, you've been swatted. You're the congressman, right? The deputy told him. We pretty much knew it was ridiculous when we got the call. But you got to go. You got to go, and you're going to go with a whole bunch of people, and you're going to go with a whole bunch of guns, and you're going to go with a whole bunch of adrenaline. And sooner or later, somebody's going to get their ass shot.
Yep.
But Capitol Hill police officers say the recent surge in so-called swatting incidents, when someone makes a false report about an alarming situation with the goal of prompting a SWAT team or other significant law enforcement response to a location, poses, quote, a new challenge, end quote, in their mission to protect lawmakers. You think?
Yeah.
Anyway, at least 34 members of Congress since Christmas have been the target of swatting incidents. According to Capitol Police statistics, the agency said it's working to track down those who make the calls, but there are limited options to stem the false reports, which can set up a potentially dangerous or deadly situation. I mean, that's really what it comes down to, is it's like, by the time they figure out who made the call, we're days past the danger. Mm-hmm. That danger. There's probably more to come.
Well, and, you know, who made the call? Well, they made it on a burner. Well, then I'll never know who made it,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I get mad, and I say dumb stuff when I get mad. You know, I do. I mean, that's just part of being mad. Getting mad is dumb. No matter how good at it I am, and like the Lord said, if you hide your talent under a bushel, no one can tell where the fire started. I'm not quite sure how that parable went. But basically, you know, is be true to yourself. And the truth is that I, deep down inside, am a very easily offended, you know, guy with a temper that stopped punching people when I started having kids. But at the same time, would really like it if one of these Republicans I challenged to a boxing match would just take me up on it already.
I mean, you could put it out in the world, but you got to really get a hold of them.
They won't take my calls.
I'll call them.
Okay. Let's do that. Next time I'm going to... Maybe that's it. Maybe Kira, maybe her husband will stand up for her.
There you go.
You know, I can't beat her up. I beat him up unless he's tiny.
I could beat her up.
Maybe that's it. Maybe he's tiny. Maybe I'm screwed with this whole family.
I'll beat her up. I'll beat him up.
The thing I hate most about her is she gets all weepy when people are like, you're a bigot. She's like,
I'll punch her in the fucking face.
I'm just afraid of trans people because there's like three of them in Utah.
I will punch her in the fucking face.
Yeah.
She knows to cry and she knows when to cry and she knows how to do that.
I'm a white woman.
Yep. Go fight her. Go fight them both.
We'll put it together. We'll put a card together.
White women tears.
Yep.
Nikki Haley got swatted probably by the Trump campaign. Yeah. And the thing is it was her parents live at her house, you know, and I'm like, wow. So the secret brown people you keep suddenly got the cops coming after him.
Look, we had that as the bumper for the show about 2 weeks ago. It was basically that guy America's not a racist country. Use your real name.
Yep.
Nikki Haley. Go ahead. Use your real name.
Not Jarita. Say your real name in public.
Yep.
Say your whole real name, not Jarita, in public. That's what we want.
So
yeah, no.
Next.
Things have gone sideways in Oregon.
Mm.
A piece of shit named Dwayne Junker, Republican from Grants Pass, Oregon, was appointed to fill a vacancy in the state house in December. He has since popped up to basically compare supporting LGBTQ plus people to supporting child abuse because he's one of those. He's a real estate broker and city councilor from Grants Pass, appointed in December. He was already planning to challenge the lady who held the seat in the Republican primary this year, arguing that she wasn't conservative enough for Southern Oregon.
Oh, not conservative enough.
Well, and that's what we keep getting told by Clarity, is that out where she is, it's like if you're not in the immediate Portland metro, mm-hmm. you know, or one of the cute little coastal towns, mm-hmm. chances are you are in red territory.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep.
Very much so.
Yep. So Junker's campaign website includes a post from last August titled No to Gay Pride Month, explaining his decision to skip the beginning of a Grants Pass City Council meeting to protest a proclamation about June as Pride Month.
Oh, no.
He was a member at the time. Transgender mm-hmm. Community College student who accepted the proclamation said it was a step towards making Grant Pass a community where young LGBTQ plus people want to stay and raise families instead of feeling like they need to escape.
Right.
Public comment portion of that meeting began with opposition to the proclamation. Mayor Sarah Bristol faced an unsuccessful recall vote for not, quote, representing the conservative principles of the majority of her constituents. I'm sorry, you don't hate the right flavor, so we're gonna vote you out.
This is Flavorade.
Yeah. So Junker's campaign post included claims that drag queens are pedophiles and that events including family-friendly drag shows or drag queen story hours are attempts to make pedophiles seem acceptable, says the guy who basically is in a party where actual pedophiles have been caught and prosecuted.
Yes.
Looking at you, Mark Foley.
Yep.
Sorry, that was a little throwback to the early 2000s. He further declared that supporting Pride Month was supporting child abuse. He said, and I quote, "It is shocking that any adult would endorse this child abuse. Therefore, on June 7th, I did not attend the beginning of the Grants Pass City Council meeting. I will not be a part of or stand next to anyone who supports these abuses."
I mean, I don't think anybody probably cared that he wasn't there on June 7th.
I'll bet you this is the kind of guy that...
they celebrated wasn't there?
Yeah. They probably handed out cookies and punch.
It's like, you're such a fucking wet blanket. Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. "We cannot sit out afraid someone might call us right-wing homophonic." That's what he wrote.
Homophonic.
"I hear gay people." "Or even Christian nationalists," he wrote. So the
homophonic. He only has one tone, which is apparently angry all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's the best part as far as getting your dander up. So this Junker guy's a piece of shit. I mean, we obviously know that.
Yes.
The House Minority Leader, Jeff Helfrich.
Okay.
Helfrich. Who cares?
Hello, Fresh.
Defended Junker's rights to express himself, saying, "While it may be hard for some leftists in Portland to understand this, many Oregonians, including members of the LGBT community," that's not true, "do not want children exposed to hypersexualized materials that they are not developmentally unable to understand." Okay, if we put a pin right there and go, do I want my kids with access to Pornhub? No. And they're in their 20s. You know, fine. No pornography for children. I'm all about that. No Bible for children. Because it is full of titillation.
Yes.
Abuse, violence, all those things that you say video games are breaking your kids. But the problem is that Helfrich, or should I say Helfrich,
nice.
Said in a statement. That wasn't a pretty good
thing. That was really good.
I should have got there
earlier.
That's
pretty good, yeah. I like that.
Parents worry about the things their kids are seeing in public, in the classroom, and on TV. Elected officials have every right to voice those concerns on behalf of the districts they represent. Now, here's the line that made me want to punch him in the throat. "Society must be able to have these discussions, and all of us must endeavor to do so respectfully and honestly." Fuck you, you disingenuous turd. I mean, that's really it. And when you talk about disingenuous turds, you've got to bring up Utah Governor Spencer Caillou Cox. We had the ban, the transgender bathroom ban, went through in the Senate a little while back, and then went through to the governor's office and was signed almost immediately. You know,
Mr. I love trans kids, it's trans rights, blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
Oh, all the time.
Wait till you see. There's a actually, you know what? I think
the tweet.
Let me
after
see
taking away the diversity.
Tweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I put up something about that.
I saw it.
He threw out this week, February is Black History Month, and we honor the resilience, courage, and contributions African Americans have made to our state and nation. We celebrate black communities and remain committed to improving access to opportunity, to which Brian Stocker, hero, said, you misspelled, quote, I just signed a bill a few days ago to eliminate DEI in the state of Utah that'll hurt our black communities, end quote. Hashtag disagree better.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That is being disingenuous.
Audacity he has. That man has no spine. That man has no, like, he just has nothing.
He has no testicular fortitude.
He has nothing. He is just a cog. And, like, he hides behind the legislator to be like, well, I love this, but they're going to veto me anyway.
Then let them veto you. Take a stand.
And I guess I'm just going to have to use that. Like, I'm just going to have to use that poll later.
Well,
like,
he would take a stand.
If I do this now and help, like, do it with the legislator now, maybe I can use it for a different thing later.
Yeah, or like shit. Ignoring air pollution and the fact that our lake is turning to poison.
I sure love those trans kids, though.
Every one of those trans kids should be allowed to go up to the governor's mansion and kick him in the fucking empty area where his testicle should be.
His testicle is his head.
It is a testicle, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's just a straight up, he shaved his bald testicle.
It's a very smooth testicle.
Yeah, he shaves it.
Very smooth.
Well, it's probably what the elephantiasis does to your sack.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We need to go back to the DEI thing. I didn't know they'd passed something that bans DEI in this state.
Two days before he wrote that. 2 days.
Jesus. And I mean, this is something we were just talking about this last week because we had a news story about how everybody was freaking out about DEI. They were blaming like the airplane issues we're having, you know, the jetliner issues we're having on DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion policies, which have nothing to do with anything. And yet here they're doing a ban on it. I'm like, all this does is suppress brown people and women.
Yep.
That's really what it's there for. It suppresses women and brown people because you aren't,
and brown
you
women.
Take away diversity and brown women,
especially brown women.
But you're taking away diversity, equity, inclusion policies, which protects you. Yeah.
Yep.
I did see though, like, Jeff, I think you said that to me. Women's rights in Utah, like, we're ranked last.
50th.
Dead last.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Proud to be part of something so big.
There you go. Yeah. Number one. We're number one at being the worst.
I'm not number one.
No, you're number two.
But our state, definitely.
Yeah.
All these men in our state, number one.
Yeah, you're the second class.
I don't even think I'm second class.
You're not married.
No. Ooh. I mean, technically I am. But
that's fair. Well, I'm still.
But still, yeah.
How the hell do you have a bank account and property, woman?
I don't have property.
Exactly.
What sort of tiny dick peckerhead let you get a job?
Wait, I don't have a job either.
Well, then you're like a dude. You're a first class citizen right now. You're white, you're unmarried, and you're unemployed.
No, I'm still a lady.
You are a lady.
Yeah, that's still like, I am a wreck to them, not me.
Okay. The majority of the legislation went into effect when it received the governor's signature. Although government entities have until May 1st to comply, this is basically, under the bill, people can only use a changing room, including locker room, showers, and dressing rooms, in a government-owned and government-controlled building if they meet the legal definition of the sex that corresponds with the space. Those who don't meet that definition can use the space if they have legally amended their birth certificate, which isn't possible in 5 states, and had bottom surgery.
Which people don't do that for anyone under the age of 18.
And plus, not everybody wants bottom surgery.
No.
Yeah.
No, exactly. They don't.
That's, but also, have they just never heard of unisex bathrooms? Also, family bathrooms are, like, you could just go in them.
Yeah.
Well, there was one Republican legislator who was trying to amend the bill to provide more unisex bathrooms in state, you know, run buildings, and she got voted down so fucking fast by these bigots.
Well, that's because she's on the left. That was provost, I think.
Yeah.
It's always mind-boggling to me that these men and women, but mostly white men, mm-hmm. focus mm-hmm. so much on children's genitalia.
Yeah.
It is disgusting. And they're like, all these pedophiles are like, brother, my brother in Christ, you are thinking so much about children's genitalia every fucking day.
Maybe a little too much.
No, definitely a little too much. I mean, these are the same people that are fighting against the bill to let clergy talk to the cops when they get told about child abuse.
These are the same people
And they're like, whoa, 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 whoa. The next thing you'll be doing is kicking Republicans out for being child molesters, which they are.
Hey,
they
you
are.
Know what? You they tell are. Your bishop you don't have to tell anybody else because God forgave because you were honest.
Yeah. It's insane. It's insanity. It is absolute insanity. And if I really thought, pardon my antediluvian language, that if fucking Spencer Cox was man enough to face me, I'd absolutely challenge him to a fight. But nah, he's a little pissy pants. He'll run away.
Little penis head.
Yep. Little scrotum boy.
Scrode.
I have enjoyed the meme going around this last week of, I wish Republicans in Utah cared as much about the Great Salt Lake as they do about bathrooms. Yeah.
Yeah, go pee on his lawn.
Mine was the one I saw that was a little crass, and it was, hey, Governor Cox, which bathroom are you planning to use, seeing as how you apparently have no balls?
Nice.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, that was a very good one. I like that one a lot.
I liked that. Spring is coming because a seagull saw its reflection on Spencer Cox's head.
Yeah, that's funny. And then one more story out of Oregon. Gosh, I bet you can't guess who threw that one in the mix. Hey, Clarity. What's up, buddy? We miss you. Clarity.
I love this one, though.
I do, too. Oregon High Court says 10 GOP state senators who staged a long walkout cannot run for reelection.
Fuck yes. You cannot keep doing this.
Yep. The decision upholds the Secretary of State's decision to disqualify the senators from the ballot under a voter-approved measure aimed at stopping such boycotts. Measure 113, passed by voters in 2022, amended the state constitution to bar lawmakers from re-election if they have more than 10 unexcused absences. Last year's boycott lasted 6 weeks, the longest in state history, paralyzed the legislative session, stalling hundreds of bills. Five lawmakers sued over the Secretary of State's decision. They were among the 10 GOP senators who racked up more than 10 absences. The Senate minority leader, that'd be Republicans, said, we obviously disagree with the Supreme Court's ruling, but more importantly, we are deeply disturbed by the chilling impact this decision will have to crush dissent.
What do they expect? You're being paid for a job. You're being paid for this job. Yep. You're just being a little fucking bitch.
Yep.
Like, that's it. You're throwing a temper tantrum.
You are allowed to have dissent. That's what government is. You get to have dissent. You get to stand up and say, I disagree with this, and I'm going to give you my arguments. And if you win people over with your arguments, hey, maybe the vote goes your direction instead of their direction. But you don't get to just sit. You don't just get to shut down a legislature for 6 weeks. That's tantamount to insurrection.
Yeah, if you want to pass your agenda, get more of your people elected. I mean, that's what I keep getting told in Utah when it's like, oh, you guys are hateful, bigoted, misogynistic pieces of shit. And they're like, well, if you don't like us like that, you should get more Democrats elected.
When they gerrymandered and Cox is like, well, if you don't like it, you should vote. It's like, you motherfucker. Do you know how many people are going to vote against you now?
Yeah.
Because you did this gerrymandering. People are furious.
Yep. All right. That's the end of this segment. When we get back on the other side, hey, guys, there's consequences for sometimes even the most innocent of things.
Oh, buddy.
I know. Aww.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
My son, Ricky, took his life by the use of a firearm. It broke me, and I contemplated suicide. My grandson, I was going to have to be here for him. I still own my firearm. I keep it in a safe because I want to keep my grandson and myself safe.
Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
This week on the world's greatest comic book podcast, we remember Jesse Jane and Gary Graham.
For totally different reasons.
Oliver Stone eats crow.
Pink crow. I think it was a flamingo.
In moving pictures, Jonathan Frakes got a new directing gig. Vince McMahon resigned from the WWE.
Again.
Dominic Thorne says Ironheart has wrapped filming. In comics, Wonder Woman canonized the twirl.
Whee!
Rob Liefeld is selling Last Blood directly to fans.
No feet.
Kevin Eastman is launching a new title called Drawing Blood. We review Universal Monsters Dracula, Star Trek The Fine Annual, Ghost Machine, and Thrawn. All that and Chad Hammer! Face Fred, true believers, it's the world's greatest comic book podcast. Available Tuesdays wherever podcasts are found and on thecomicbookpodcast.com.
Oh, for fuck's sake, I had a joke. What was it? Hold on. I had one. I had it ready, and it has totally slipped my mind, and the only one that has replaced it is wildly inappropriate.
I love this story.
I do too. And I should have picked a better version of it. But Elmo popped up this week on Twitter because if Elon Musk is going to dead name his kid, I'm going to dead name his toy.
Yeah, there you go.
So he popped up on Twitter and was like, hey, just checking in. How's everybody doing? And that just shat the bed.
Not great, Elmo. Not great.
Not great. Elmo feels bad. Some of the responses from and we're reading this from Elmo's point of view. Elmo, I just got laid off, said one. Elmo, I'm depressed and broke, said another. There was anxiety about the presidential election, departed spouses and disrespectful offspring. The journalist Casey Dillon's dog had just rolled in goose poo. Thanks for asking, Elmo.
The world is burning around us, Elmo.
Yep. Complete with an Elmo in flames gift. And Elmo, each day the abyss we stare into grows a unique horror, one that was previously unfathomable in nature.
Oh, I love that one. Thank you for the poetry.
Yeah, and that is by a poet. I'm gonna say their name wrong. Hanif Ogduragib. Okay.
Okay.
Close.
You know what? Okay. Doesn't sound disrespectful, so I'm going to move on. Our inevitable doom, which once accelerated in years or months, now accelerates in hours, even minutes.
Darkness.
Yeah.
Anxiety, emotional fatigue.
Yeah, the reporter says, oh my God, Elmo opened a tap and the darkness poured out. Darkness, anxiety, emotional fatigue, isolation. Perhaps that's a reflection of the world right now. A tiny speck from Obduraquid. However, I did have a good grapefruit earlier. Thank you for asking.
No. Find the little things there. That's what we have to say.
Yeah. I'm just... Elmo?
He put it on the end, though. Wow. Elmo's glad he asked. This is a good message to ask your friends how they're feeling.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Because, yeah.
Yeah, don't ditch your shrink. You know, you say that, but one person replied, somehow this actually legit makes me feel better.
That everyone's mad? That everyone's sad?
Yeah.
That everyone is having a shit time, not just this person. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, do
We're
say...
We're all having a shit time.
Do say, hey, buddy, how you doing? Don't say, I know your Twitter account is actually run by the social media team at Sesame Workshop.
They're all going to need counseling.
Oh, no. So, the Fountain of Youth has eluded explorers for ages, it turns out. The magic aging elixir might have been inside us all along. Karina Amor Vegas, and colleagues at Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory have discovered that T cells can be reprogrammed to fight aging and that they can have lifelong effects. So that's it for the show. I'm on my way to Vegas in the Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory to see if with my longevity, maybe we can throw in a little cocktail of weight loss.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I'd like.
I'd like to be svelte again. That's what I like.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But yeah, senescent cells are those that stop replicating. As we age, they build up in our bodies, resulting in harmful inflammation. Oh, they must be in my knees, my feet, and my fucking hands, which is why I wear these ridiculous goddamn gloves any minute I'm not out of the house. So while several drugs currently exist that can eliminate the cells, many of them must be taken repeatedly over time. As an alternative, Vegas and colleagues turned to a living drug called CAR T cells, chimeric antigen receptor. Chimeric. That's like a bug, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they discovered the CAR T cells could be manipulated to eliminate senescent cells in mice. The results, published in the Journal of Nature Aging, showed that the treated mice ended up living healthier lives. They had lower body weight, improved metabolism, and glucose tolerance. Holy shit, I need this stuff.
Where is this shit? I want it now.
It's in a mouse.
I can be a mouse. Do I have to eat the mouse?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'd do it for this stuff. What else have we got? UPS is planning on laying off 12,000 people. Because $9.9 billion in profits just isn't enough.
Hey, they gave them too much money. They didn't deserve it or some shit that somebody's going to say.
Yeah, 2.4% of their global workforce will be fired. And they say they don't expect those jobs to come back. Executives place the blame for the layoffs, not on their own shoulders, but on the decrease in shipping needs post-COVID and, of course, labor costs.
Maybe you should tell me where my tracking is. Maybe that would make me want to use you. Oh, you're just fucking here all of a sudden? And now you're gone.
Maybe you should stop outsourcing to private individuals who just, you know, throw all your junk, all your shipping boxes in a van and drive around. Because that's the other side of it. There's now a whole, like, it's like Uber for packages. And you just,
Amazon?
You just pick up Well, no, you pick up packages for FedEx, you pick them up for UPS, you pick them up for, you can pick them up for Amazon, and then you, the private citizen, go and deliver them. I wound up talking to somebody who delivered to my door from UPS. I said, do you work for UPS? Because somebody left a set of keys here on top of a package, and I want to make sure they get them back. And they're like, oh, no, I don't work for UPS. I just pick up and drive, I just pick up packages for UPS and deliver them. I'm like, that's a job? And she goes, oh, yeah, yeah, it's through this app.
Welcome to the gig economy.
I'm going to steal somebody's ID and do
by
this.
By using gig economy, they're like, oh, we can lay off all these people and make even more money.
Yeah. You know, as an aside, as a sidecar to that, when UPS defers to USPS, right?
Yeah,
because
they
a lot
do.
Of times when I do Amazon, they send it through the mail.
Yeah.
I'm fine. Send it through the mail. Send it through the mail. But to my mailmen, my mail people, my mail folk,
mm-hmm.
You know, my letter carriers.
Letter carriers.
Yeah, the letter carriers.
Yeah.
Hey, that's got my address on it. Bring it to my address. Don't drop it off at the fucking office. It's only open while I'm at work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You lazy fuckers. I understand that DeJoy has sucked all of the DeJoy out of your life at this point, but he'll be gone sooner or later. In the meantime, you know, give me my shit, man. It takes me a week sometimes before I can get over there and pick up my shit. That's all. Usually because I can't figure out a way to make the kids do it. I got to work on that.
Just go fucking get it, man.
Yeah.
No, not you.
Yeah. CEO Carol Tomei raked in $19 million in 2022 and $27 million in 2021. Well, she'll be just fine.
Yep.
Yep.
Cool.
So,
she just wants that new yacht, and so she's got to lay off 12,000 people to get it.
And she didn't have to do that.
No.
Yachts no, are they not didn't have to do any of that. Million dollars.
They made $10 billion.
She want a yacht farm?
That's pretty. There you go. A yacht factory that makes yachts. Yeah. But, I mean, it really just comes down to when we're watching prices outflank inflation mm-hmm. shrink again. to the point that now they're worried about shrinkflation. Fuck you, economists. Sometimes you guys just have a good mood every once in a while. Go call Robert Reich and just say, hey, can you tell me a joke, pal? Because that guy can actually deliver economic news with a smile from time to time. But the rest of you, Jesus Christ, lighten the fuck up. It's the economy.
Something different. They must mean something different from shrinkflation than I think of shrinkflation, because I've already experienced shrinkflation. To me, shrinkflation is when you buy something that's in the same package it was before, but there's less of it. And boy, have I been, that started in 2022. Just, I was getting less of everything. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's really just what it comes down to. I mean, you got economists right now that are talking about the fact that everybody is making all these record profits while they're firing people.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's the workers' fault, man. Also, stop making apps where you can do this. Just go get a job at UPS.
Well, I kind of agree with you on that one part that you're being sarcastic on, that it's the workers' fault. We need more unions. That's really all there is to it.
It's not. Yeah. Like, it's a pretty difficult situation to do, though.
No, I know. No, it's not. It's an uphill battle, because it was an uphill battle to create unions in this country in the 19th century, to maintain and have them work for you in the early 20th century. We've since eliminated them because of Republicans and republicanism and neoliberalism in our politics. And now here we are. And now we have to build them all up again. Just ask any Starbucks employee how hard it is to create a fucking union
in this
country.
That's what I'm saying. It's impossible. Yeah. They can't just, like, it's not the workers' fault that they can't make a union.
Well, and just throw on to the fact that UPS is Teamsters and they're still firing 12,000 of them.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true. Yep. Yeah.
So, and then finally, just let me read the article. What do you say about that? Some MAGA beta tryhard gonna punish that bitch Taylor Swift if she endorses Biden. This has been the
fun. She already has.
Well, she did in 2020. She hasn't in 2024.
She's busy.
Oh, okay, that's
let's
fair.
Put it this
okay.
way. She's way bigger now than she was 4 years ago.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the fun little bits and pieces of people saying, well, you know, the game was rigged so that at halftime, Taylor and Travis can come out and drink a Bud Light and kneel on the flag and endorse Biden.
They didn't do any of that.
Well, they haven't yet. The Super Bowl's next week.
Oh, yeah. No, they're not going to do that.
Yeah.
Usher's playing.
Nobody's going to interrupt Usher. He might throw another Bieber at us.
I've already seen the State Farm commercials. Usher's going to be, it has nothing to relate. He's just in State Farm commercials right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But they're trying to shove him in my face, so I get stoked about it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But it's real. I mean, you had Trump's campaign saying they were going to commit a holy war against Taylor Swift.
Did they know, like, she just says, like, finish them and they will all die. Did they know that?
Yes.
Those fans will go ham on anybody. Like, this guy should be receiving death threats from them by now. He is a blip on her radar, but they follow every blip.
The outcome of last week's playoffs, my response was never underestimate what a Swiftie will do for Taylor.
They're fucking psycho.
Yeah, her boyfriend won the game for her, basically. Yeah. Oh, no, you don't mess with Taylor Swift. I mean, come on.
She shouldn't have to do all this. Like, this shouldn't be her thing. Like,
no,
she shouldn't have to be, like, the savior of fucking America.
But
or the
you
world.
Know what? I'm glad that if someone with that big of a platform is willing to stand up and do it.
Yeah.
Is willing to say, this is wrong. He is, that orange menace is wrong and should not be in power. We need to stop it. And she's willing to stand up and say it over and over again. And she really, like you said, she only has to say it once.
That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, how many people registered right after she said, don't forget to register to vote?
Oh, like 40 or 50,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not everybody even heard about it. So anyway.
She just said it at a concert.
Yeah.
To 70,000 people.
Yeah, and they all did it. She should just put a QR code up.
Oh, there you go. To a register to vote site. That'd be pretty good. Picture of her and Dark Brandon.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, gang, that's the end of the show. What we're going to do right now is we're going to move this party over to Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're going to want to miss this one.
No, you don't want to miss this feeling. One.
If you join us on Patreon for just, like, say, $10 a month, you get extra content every week that we record. You get extra content when I feel like it. I just throw out surprise shit through the week. Mm-hmm. Everything we do over in Patreon is because it's behind the paywall. For some reason, we think that's safe, so we goof around with it and have mm-hmm. a little bit more of a ribald time over there recording. Things get a little more personal sometimes. It's they get a little sweary.
That's where it gets a little sweary.
Do you compare to here these days?
Yeah. The fuck you say.
Yeah. I mean, that really is it. It's like we earned that explicit badge on iTunes.
Yes.
My bad.
No. Way back in the day.
Way back. Week one.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It has been. I mean, there was a reason we had a swear jar.
If we did that, we could get that office.
No, because you have to have money to put in a swear jar.
I know. If I did it alone, I could get that off.
Yeah, there you go. All right, we're going to go over there. Patreon.com/DefenMedia, D-E-F-E-N Media. Like I said, every week we record, you get fresh content over there that nobody else gets. Why don't you join us over on Patreon? I'd appreciate it. In the meantime, I will say thank you to JC.
You're welcome.
I will say thank America. You to Taylor.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
I don't know what that is. Will you explain it to me later?
Are you fucking serious?
I really don't know what that is.
Oh, my God.
I'm old. Remember?
49ers!
Oh, is that a thing?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been told I like the 49ers.
You like the 49ers.
By someone I'm sleeping with. She wins the arguments. Look, if the 49ers win, where do I get my Taylor endorsement of Biden? I mean, come on.
I will endorse Biden. Oh. I am a Taylor.
Well played.
Well played.
You win. All right, we're out of here. We'll see you guys next week. In the meantime, let's all do what the British lady says.
If you've made it this far, you might as well join us on Patreon. Patreon.com/DefenMedia. This episode and more always available at www.theleftshow.com.